wasn't going to start later, but it, you know, it starts at dot and it happens all the time, and then at any point you can grasp the reins and start guiding your own destiny. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. repeatable time for you to grow up and to prepare for being an adult that can handle problems and make something meaningful out of life.
I don't know.
Say meaning. Say meaning.
Thank you.
I want real human moments. I want to see you. I want you to see me. I don't want to give that up.
Lawrence had this idea of two people meeting on a road, and instead of just passing and glancing away, they decide to accept what he calls the confrontation between their souls. It's like freeing the brave, reckless gods within us all.
Then it's like we have met.
What's it like to be a character in a dream? Because I'm not awake right now. And I haven't even worn a watch since like fourth grade. I think this is the same watch too. I don't even know if you're able to answer that question, but I'm just trying to get like a sense of where I am and what's going on.
So what about you? What's your name? What's your address? What are you doing?
I can't really remember right now. I can't really recall that. But that's beside the point. Whether or not I can dredge up this information about, you know, my address or, you know, my mom's maiden name or whatnot, I've got the benefit in this reality, if you want to call that, of a consistent perspective.
What is your consistent perspective?
It's mostly just me dealing with a lot of people who are exposing me to information and ideas that seem vaguely familiar, but at the same time, it's all very alien to me. I'm not in an objective, rational world. I've been like flying around. I don't know. It's weird too, because it's not like a fixed state. It's more like this whole spectrum of awareness. Like the lucidity wavers. Like right now I know that I'm dreaming, right? And where are you like even talking about it? This is the most in myself and in my thoughts that I've been so far. I'm talking about being in a dream. But I'm beginning to think that it's something that I don't really have any precedent for. It's totally unique. The quality of the environment and the information that I'm receiving.
Thank you. interesting work of fiction on page 24. Mysteriously, our names have been omitted. They're burying this thing, Scully. They're just gonna dig a new hole and cover it up.
I told OPR everything I know. What I experienced, the virus, how it spread by the bees from pollen and transgenic crops.
I'm wasting your time, Scully. I'll never believe you. Not unless your story can be programmed, categorized, or easily referenced.
Well, then we'll go over their heads.
No.
I'll be a doctor, but my work is here with you now. The virus that I was exposed to, whatever it is, it has a cure. You held it in your hand. How many other lives can we save?
Thank you.
you never.